Yusuf. Good morning, it's Thursday, November 11th, Veterans Day. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Occasional daytime and evening showers, with a high of 53 degrees and a low of 45. Washington is on the cusp of turning down the Delta wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's according to state health officials. However, state epidemiologist for communicable diseases Dr. Scott Lindquist cautioned that doesn't mean the state is done with its fifth wave of the pandemic. He also said it doesn't cancel out the need to wear your mask. He called case rates stable, but added that they stabilized at a level higher than what was seen in previous waves. Lindquist said there have been some mild decreases in cases and hospitalizations recently across all age groups. Meanwhile, hospital occupancy is creeping up as the state enters its season for respiratory illnesses other than COVID. In some encouraging news, Lindquist said the state is starting to see some increase in community immunity, which comes from either natural immunity or vaccination. Police are searching for three suspects in a deadly stabbing outside a Lakewood bar. The Lakewood Police Department responded overnight Saturday to the business on Steilacoom Boulevard Southwest. Officers found a 31-year-old man with stab wounds in the parking lot. He died at the scene. Investigators learned the victim got into an altercation with three men at the bar before the stabbing, and it then spilled out into the parking lot. It's not clear what the men were arguing over. Lakewood PD said the suspects drove off in what's described as a lifted black Ford truck. The men may have been at a bar in Steilacoom before arriving in Lakewood. A witness overheard one of them saying they were in the military. Some new data on law enforcement and minorities. Pierce County Sheriff's deputies use force against black people at more than five times the rate they do against white people. Against Native Americans, it's at roughly two times that of white people. This is according to a criminal justice report compiled by senior staff from the county executive's office, sheriff's department, prosecutor's office, and public defender's office. White people make up 72% of the population patrolled by the Pierce County Sheriff's Department. From 2016 to 2020, force was used on them in 65% of incidents. In comparison, black people are 7% of the population, but account for 23% of use of force encounters. Those numbers are similar to a News Tribune analysis of the Tacoma Police Department. Black residents make up 11% of Tacoma's 217,000 population, but 38% of the use of force encounters in a five-year span were with black people. Comparatively, white people make up 65% of Tacoma's population, but accounted for 48% of total use of force incidents. Some changes to a tax exemption for developers in Tacoma could create more affordable housing. Tacoma City Council approved changes to a property tax exemption program used to promote multifamily housing development. The changes have been in the works for months, following a proposal in June to limit use of the 8-year exemption in certain parts of the city. The program lifts taxes for 8 or 12 years on developments that create 4 or more additional housing units. The 12-year version comes with an affordability component, and the 8-year option is strictly market rate. The MFDE package approved Tuesday expands the geographic area for financial incentives and new multifamily housing projects that provide affordable units. Washington is getting a new Secretary of State. State Senator Steve Hobbs will replace Kim Wyman on November 22. Hobbs has represented the 44th Legislative District as a Democrat since 2007 and currently serves as a lieutenant colonel in the National Guard. As an Asian American, he is the first person of color in the role. Hobbs will be tasked with protecting the integrity of state elections and vital government records. The office also shares information on corporations and charities, and educates the public on civic participation. Governor Jay Inslee appointed Hobbs about 2 weeks after Wyman announced she will serve as the election security lead for the Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. A new report is affecting the dispute between some Key Peninsula residents against a Pacific Northwest seafood company. Taylor Shellfish Company has tried to start a gooey duck farm in Burley Lagoon since 2016. A new draft environmental impact statement says the gooey duck operation would occupy only about 8.5% of the 300-acre site. The EIS essentially says the plan is compatible with current farming practices in the lagoon, doesn't seriously threaten the environment, and should proceed, provided the company follows best practices. Neighbors disagree. They say it would spoil the view, foul the water, and reduce biodiversity. They're trying to rally opposition during the 45-day comment period, which ends November 17. The project needs both a conditional use permit from the county and approval from the State Department of Ecology, which will make the final decision. Your friends and neighbors, people across our communities, are seeking complete and accurate information as they navigate the news, their lives and the changes around us. And information is more complex than ever. That's why we at the News Tribune are launching a new fall fundraising campaign to ensure continued coverage of critical local news. We are asking for your support of our important Indigenous Affairs coverage in partnership with Report for America. Your tax-deductible donation can help make it happen. We're stronger when the voices of all members of our community are part of the conversation. And telling the stories of Indigenous communities makes our coverage more inclusive and vibrant. Contribute at thenewstribune.com/donate. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!